怕你遭老妈认不起，大概结婚被没人要了。快点见不过那件衫的，裤上都见个皱皱的。怕你遭老妈认不起，大概结婚被没人要。快点见不过那件衫，裤上都见个皱皱的。怕你遭老妈认不起。大概结婚被没人要，快点见不过那件衫，裤上都见个皱皱的。那么呀，老一个道路的呢，这我到那么一个呢，这我跟前这个叫什么？团结个的大概就的呢，团结个的大概就的呢。
Good morning, everybody. It's nice that we are getting some water. My understanding is we never have enough water. So it's good that we're getting water, even though it's inconvenient when you get wet.So, getting some water maybe is good for the rest of the year. So, I had a busy week and weekend. Blue Bunny Retreat went well, those of you who missed. And teachings at theUnitary Church went well yesterday. Lots of people, lots of welcoming, lots of good connection. Now, today, we're back to regular schedule for this Sunday, Dharma talk.So I just opened the text here. If you have the text called Stillness, Insight, Emptiness book by Lama Dorji. A book, we just sent a page 67. Those of you who have, you will see line by line, literally many and figurative many.And experience or experiential way of teaching. Three different ways you can hear it. So the title is The Three Poisons and Meditation. Basically, question is why we meditate? Because we are dealing with the three types of poison.So what are three types of poison? Passion, grasshan, or attachment and anger, whichever way you want to translate. Passion, aggression, fancy word, attachment and anger. The third one is the major one. It's called ignorance. Ignoring, it's like cloud. It's like foggy. Takes most part of the life. And most part of the one's mind, you just don't know.The word you will say, I don't know. When you say, I don't know, means you know your limitation, you don't know. When you're confused, you don't know, it's because the fact the ignorance. Ignorance is a fundamental source of problem according to teachings of Buddha Dharma called will of life, will of life, will of samsara. But we're not going to talk about too detail about that because I have to cover with the chapter here what we need to focus here. So ignorant, when purified, the opposite of ignorant is omniscient. Omniscient is a word we use. Also, knowingness or knowing everything. So, until we know everything, then we possess ignorance. Some people don't realize they don't know anything, even though they know they don't know. It sounds like I'm playing words. But we don't know life before where we came from. We don't know life future where we're going. We don't even know you have only 5 years left. You don't even know when you're going to be no longer walking or talking or impermanent. You don't know. That's exactly what I'm talking about, ignorance. You might think, oh, I know everything. I know how to eat. I know how to clean myself. And I know how to pay the bill if I have the money. I'm not talking about that. Those are samsara activities. Everybody does, not big deal. And it's just norm as normal. Normalmente. It's just normal. So, next part is, well, let me read and then explain. The meditation removes greed, G-R-E-E-D, greed, or meditation removes your attachment. Attachment is one of the source of problem because your pain and suffering it's because of attachment, whether you understand that or not. So it's called meditation removes greed. Greed has also have to do with attachment. Now next part is delusion. The delusion, when we angry, when we hate, or when we try to destroy our enemies, it's out of delusion. It's not out of enlightened mind. Opposite of that, it's a delusion mind. You are deluded, you are confused. Out of that, you hate, you destroy others. So, chapter 9, page 67, afflicted emotion of greed, hate, and delusion are essential synonyms with the three poisons of desire, aversion, and ignorance. Thus, they are easily treated by the antidote of regular practice of meditation. How you treat it, how you meditate is meditate and targeting means viewing whichever is too strong for you. If it's your attachment is strong, you meditate upon the attachment, see what's the matter out of that. And if the attachment is it's as you see, you have strong attachment, If you see yourself through meditation, then your question is, how can you reduce it? How can you detach it? We attach to everything. We need to be detached to everything when it comes to meditate. You give yourself relaxation. You give yourself resting. You give yourself vacation, not attached to anything. So, if you can do that moment of detachment practice, that moment is the only time you don't have suffering. You don't have tension. You don't have stress. Other time, 24 hours, you go back to practice your stress, which you are very good in it. It's just not good in meditation. It's good in everything else. Eating, indulging, fighting, talking, and creating more negative karma with your near and dear ones or whoever their lessons. It looks like you can talk to them. You are very good in doing it, creating it. But when it comes to not doing anything, meditate, that is not something in your plate. That is not something in your handy. That's not something in your handy. It's not available. You have to put a lot of effort to not doing anything. I'm talking about meditation. I'm not talking about physical only sitting. I'm talking about mental sitting. Not just because you're not talking doesn't mean you're meditating. Not just because you're not running doesn't mean you're meditating. I'm talking about mind resting. They are easily treated by the antidote of regular practice of shamatha meditation. The more meditate, more developed strength and stabilize your meditation, the better you can see those three poisons are very clearly, and which ones are controlled the most, or which ones are a little smaller. You will notice yourself. How you will notice that? Because you're meditating. Because you have developed a clear mind, calm mind, and a resting mind. When we hold in our minds, next part here is saying, the first two poisons are really just a result of the third one, the ignorant. So because ignorant, then we have passion, aggression, or because the ignorance, then we end up practicing desire or aversion. And a group of people, you will practice a desire. Group of people, you will practice aversion. And a third group of people, you ignore them. And all group will be intact in these three groups. All the group will include within this group, these three groups. That's part of what we do. One group, we want to be happy, healthy, because you are attached to it. The one group seems like you have aversion and you don't like it. And it seems that they give you a lot of stress. The other group in between, you just simply don't know and you can't really reach it, all of them. So you can say, put it in a, ignore them or put them in a neutral zone in between. Because you just, they didn't do any good yet, they didn't do any bad. So this group, three groups available all the time. When we hold in our minds, the first two poisons are really just a result of third. When we hold in our minds the ignorance and the false view that there exists Falsy view is F-A-L-S-E. Falsy view, wrong view, is ensured because we're using ignorant, not knowing. We are guessing, or we presume, we're hoping this is correct one. Because the reality, you don't know it's right or wrong. Remember, you're in the ignorant. So it says, because of ignorance, then we hold the duality that separates ourselves from all other beings. Why ourselves so important? And why others not that important? Have you ever thought about that? Why you are so special and the rest of the world not so special? Because if there is a such called specialness, then you are special, but everybody is also special from Buddhist point of view. But unenlightened beings, they don't view that. Number one priority is yourself. Then everybody else have to be secondary. For the Buddhist point of view, you put everybody in front of you, and you hold everybody higher than you, and you respect everybody higher than you, and then that makes you very happy because you hold everybody so high. Whereas a regular way of saying, I am the most important, I have to protect myself, and I have to be number one, I have to get all the things that I need to get, I deserve. I need a feedback. I need a people respect you. I want people love me. Everything. I. And you forgot others. In order to survive the I in happiness, you have to love and cultivate love and compassion to others. So the other's happiness goes round and comes round to you. But we forget that without knowing meditation, without knowing the practice, you wouldn't know how to do that. So duality is a problem. I and other, I and you. I is number one. And you is a secondary, and they is even a further. I, you, they. I is a number one. That's because your attachment towards yourself, I. So attachment is the root of suffering. Keep that in mind. The more you have attachment to your near and dear ones, the more you pay suffering and pain. And the more your attachment towards your own existence, more suffering and pain you will experience yourself. Duality, separating oneself from all other beings. We cannot separate from all other beings. Without other beings, we won't even survive. But we don't look it that way. We look and says, it looks like we're helping everybody. Reality, they're helping us. How can you perfect that generosity, giving, if there's nobody you can practice? How can you perfect that patience if there's nobody you can practice patience? How can you increase your wisdom if there's nothing you can learn? Everything you have to, whatever in your mind, that's all you got. That will be scary. You can learn wisdoms everywhere the wisdom. You can collect the wisdom all the time. Knowledge, wisdom. It's because of others' knowledge, wisdom, and you gain. Wonderful. So, says, we caught in a flow is F-L-A-W-E-D, flawed mindset of I and other. I is what we cherish, others we always practice our anger, jealous, hatred, and killing, stealing, name it. There is a name list go on, and I don't have time to talk about that. Due to our own ignorance, believe, our own ignorance, believed an appearance, relative reality of samsara. The more samsara you attach to it, the more suffering and pain you pay for it. We get caught up in our egotistical notion of self. Problem is, we don't know who we are, what you are, who you are. Although, in a piece of paper might say your name, that does not mean you know that was your parents giving you. Any new product can have new name. But the name has not much to do with what we are naming about. So we don't know ourselves. We don't know our mind. The most important part, core part of the life force is the mind. We don't know our own mind. And what the mind demands. And our physical body and the verbal, we get involved with the different activities due to the order of mind. And a crazy mind, confused mind, orders all kinds of negative activities. And your body, speech, you're constantly involved with that. And yet you don't realize you're involved with the negative activities. How we know is the negative activities versus positive, good activities. If something is harmful for you, something is harmful for other, is negative activities. If something is helpful long-term for your life and helpful for others when you practice, then it's a positive activities. That's how we say positive and negative. The ego tells us that we must protect the existence of this self. It is to train them in a samsara. The most precious thing that you have is your ego and your mind. You have to protect it and you have to cherish it. You have one problem. You don't really know what you're protecting. Because you've never seen yourself, not that I'm saying you can't see your body. Body is not you. It is the elements. It is the borrowing elements from your parents, DNA or something. Anyway, or the white drop, red drop, whatever. Now, and then you borrow some water and air. And as you grow, more boron, and then until it pop out. That part is I was joking. So, means most part of your body is air and water. Once they go, almost gone, everything. But anyway, there's not much bargaining with after that. But anyway, it's a scary way. We started to pursue the object of our desire. Our wants, needs, as individuals. This inevitably leads to various degrees of greed. Why we have a lot of greed? Why we need a lot in your mind, needing, wanting? Why? Because obviously you practice long enough to keep that in your mind day and night. Wish your meditation practice like that. That much you can remember, wanting and needing. And many of you, you don't realize that your material, you believe your material resource is going to run out and it's not enough by the time when you need it. What you don't realize is that your life is running out. Not your material is not running out. Material, it's going to be there plenty by the time when you leave. By the time when you say bye-bye everything, including your own clothes that you're wearing right now. You have to leave because you don't know how to take with you. Whether it's going to be yard sale or garbage on the side of the road, we don't know. So everything you're wearing right now is no other than a ghost in a garbage. Reason I'm saying that is you don't have any choice to take anything with you. That's the message here. So when you think the money going to run out, resource going to run out, you could be practicing illusion. Way before money ran out, you run out. That happened in 99% of the people on the planet. Even though some people might disagree, they says, when I was young, I had lots of money. When I get old, my budget went so little. So I have to be very careful what I buy, what I eat, because there's no more money coming. As we always, almost always place our own desire before those of others, our own wants and needs always seems more important than wants and needs of others. And that is called greed. And greed, it also produces stress, anxiety, worry. It's not the size of how much you have or you don't have. It is a pump of poison, sickness, and as unenlightened beings always experience that. You know you don't like that, but at the same time, you can't quit. You can't get away with it. You have to practice that. It's like that. It's like bad relationship. You fight in the morning and the evening, they're stuck together there. Relationships. They fight every day, but they have to deal with every day at the same time. It would be better, just don't fight and separate. Even if we do manage to cultivate some small amount of altruism, we tend to work to benefit others, or we tend to work to benefit others, to help them realize some of their desires. Only after our own desire have first been met. In other words, you got that. This same ignorance notion of self is the source of hatred. The ignorant, out of ignorance, we hate. They say, one of the Buddhist texts saying, many eons you accumulate some degree of spiritual merit, wisdom. One time you hate somebody and try to attack and fight out of your hatred, you lose everything, all what you accumulated. So that means it is a dare not to hate anybody. Because hate, you should not even keep in your mind stem at all. You don't want to hate anybody. You can get along and not get along. That's happened. But you do not hate anybody. It's too strong. Aversion, no good. Because anything that this plot notion, fault or plot of self-identities, is because you try to form yourself self-identity. As unpleasant, we will work to avoid. Also, any other being that gets in the way of our accumulation of the object of our desire will be identified as someone deserving of our hatred because they are on our way. To lesser and greater degree, so it says, identify as someone deserving of our hatred to lesser or greater degree. Some are bigger, some are small. When we engage in a consistent practice of shamatha meditation, we begin to break down our own ignorance. The foggy, darkness foggy, get thinner, lighter. So shamatha practice, meditation, we begin to break down our own ignorance. When we search for this self that is separate from all other beings, we are unable to find proof of inherent existence of this I need. Great Buddhist practitioners should know, understand, that I does not exist. If I does not exist, if somebody say you the worst name they can call you, if you don't get excited, that means your practice, I does not exist, it's working. If worst name somebody call you, even you are a meditator for 10 years, if the worst name they call, you get excited. In other words, you get immediately lose control. That means your practice is still amateur. That's how we need to know. The more ego involved, the more problems you have. Because anybody do something, says something, it hurts you. And you are uneasy on it. Whereas if you have less ego and I, people say bad things, it doesn't really penetrate you. It doesn't really hurt you. You might even say, they're confused why I should get upset. They can say anything they want to say to me. Go ahead. It's just words. Because they're confused. And why I'm making more worse? They're already confused, attacking me. If I say bad things, then it makes them more worse. So this technique is powerful. That is so much more important. So here is saying, when we search for this self that is separate from all other beings, we are unable to find the proof of inherent existence of this I. That is so much more important than others. Through meditation practice, we eventually gain some degree of realization. More meditation, more realization. Realization of the emptiness of self. Emptiness of the self, if you know it comes from emptiness, then at least you know the way you came from. At the moment, You don't know where you come from, and you don't know where you're going, and you don't know why you're here either. It's just like they say there is something going on, so I'm going to go there, just because that's the best thing I can do this morning. So, whatever reason. But anyway, that's how it works. So here saying, then we begin to see the inseparability between ourselves and all other beings. Means the I is important, then others are important. If I doesn't exist, ultimately other also doesn't exist. In other words, when you died, when you disappeared, your other people around no longer exist, you take with you. The notion of other, you take with you. And whole world of you, sun, moon, planet, earth, ocean, mountain, all concept of that you have experienced, take with you, and it fits very well wherever you go, because you don't need to hire a big SUV or some kind of truck or movers, nothing. You go, take with you. When we develop the confidence in this realization, it becomes impossible to continue thinking and acting in a way that is selfish. So you will lose selfishness, you will embrace with altruistic practice. And we naturally and spontaneously experience an increase in our loving kindness and compassion. Loving kindness, compassion towards yourself, loving kindness, compassion towards everybody around you. And it says towards all sentient beings. This eliminates our own tendencies towards desire and greed. Now we're talking about back to the beginning, desire and greed tremendously reduced. And even though you may not be dig out the root of the desire and the greed, but now you are very close to dig up the root. Once the root is taken out, that's the reason if somebody call you bad name, you don't react badly. You probably react with a very positively, more compassionate. This experience of the breakdown of the duality and the realization of the first separation of I and other lead us to realization of oneness with all beings that completely precludes any possibility of aversion or hatred. Using shamatha meditation practice as antidote, we are eventually able to completely counteract. The world we live in needs love, respect, compassion. The world we live in do not need hatred, jealous, greed, anger. We don't need them. They have plenty. So you don't want to give something all that they have plenty. You give something what they don't have, the most they can use. As I always said in my talk. And though we are eventually able to completely counteract the three poisons of desire, aversion, and ignorance, we can eliminate our greed, hatred, and delusion, thereby digging out the very root of secular existence. The positive is totally in charge, and the negative is totally diminished or eliminated or purified. We're talking about two types of karma. Positive karma, negative karma. The positive karma eventually taken in charge, and the negative karma completely removed, then that is called a perfection from the practice. The perfection of practice is the ignorant will be replaced with the wisdom, like a sun, rising sun or rising moon. And hatred towards something, there will be have a, instead of hatred, you have altruistic bodhisattva mind, enlightened mind. And attachment apart, your attachment towards there, you don't attach to you, you attach happiness and permanent happiness for all living beings. Permanent happiness for all living beings is your happiness. And that attachment transforms into the love and light. If that is the happen, then it's all what I call counteract the negative antidote for negative. Counteract is take over that. So this is the little talk about the page 67, and it's called, the title is called Three Poisons. So poisons, three poisons are, I know some people may use that more than you know. Some people use one or two of them the most. Some people, they seem like manage to hide out and keep it, but they, when causes condition come, they rise, the three poisons. And all enlightened beings do possess three poisons. It's just the size are sometimes different, because different have a different size of that. Just like everybody might have some money, but it's just don't have equally. Some have a little more, some have a little less. And everybody should have wisdom equally, but then some have more, some have a little less. And everybody hear the sound from ear consciousness or ear faculties. You can hear the sound, but it's just different people hear a little different level. Level is different. Understanding is different. And benefit is different. And it is because that's individually what they ask for it, based on their karma, based on their cups. So let's meditate a little bit, everybody, reflecting in what you learn, and work on the three poisons. That as much as you can work on, do not share poison with others, because it will kill everybody. It will kill. So you don't want to share anybody. And if you have, you can recover it. You can heal yourself through meditation, through practice of virtuous actions, through practice of your body, speech, mind. Do good things, it purifies. So it is advice from the Dharma, Buddhist teaching, advice that concentrate and judge, concentrate on your own. Concentrate means look into your own, the three parts, greed or attachment, the anger, hatred, and the last is your own mistakes out of ignorance, the mistakes we make. These three parts you contemplate on, meditate upon, and think about, and see you can correct it, see you can reduce it. This, because of these three, for some people, these three could be the major enemy, a major problem. You don't see a big problem coming from other countries. You see, this could be a problem. You, wherever you go, wherever you sit, wherever you sleep, always with you. This is a major, your enemy. And therefore, how you gonna make a compromise? How you gonna make peace with your own enemy? That will be your, these three parts. Then, do not complain about other people's attachment and other people's anger, other people's mistake out of ignorance. Only concentrate on your own mistake and your own anger, your own attachment. Because other people, what they have, it's not you created, nor much to do with you. So leave them alone, because you can't really change others. There is only one thing you can change. You can change yourself. Change yourself is called score number one. You know, when we count number one, it's you. So score number one, if you want to change your own behavior, your own anger, your own dilemma, problems, you change better. Change for better one. But don't try to complain about others, number one. Two, if you are absent of these three types of poison, you are not afflicted of the three poisons. You are not afflicted. If you are not sick and dying out of these three diseases, and you must be experiencing happiness because you're free of these three, that's a major one. So if you're free from these three, you must be happy, content, and relaxed. The life, it should be wonderful. And then when you don't see like that with others alive, you should wishing they will have as good as your life. Wishing them that those people don't have the life kind of you have. So you wish them that they will have like that. And why you do that? It's a practice. And it's a practice. The more you practice, more better you become. Because a perfection depends on a practice, not the perfection depends on talking. It depends on practice. Practice makes perfection, not talking makes perfection. Talking makes voice go away and everybody heard their ears and they try to block their ears because it's hurting them, like screaming them, somebody near you. Well, I hope I scream enough this morning for you. Thank you. I scream because hoping it will benefit you. But if you don't get it, I am very sorry. Please rise and sing a song of enlightenment.